Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
America!
Hello, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. Today, we're going a different direction, kind of what the government should be doing. In honor of the 4th of July Independence Day, let's go back in time. Have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? 5 signers were captured by British traders and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died for their wounds of hardship of the Revolutionary War. They signed and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and large plantation owners, men of means, well-educated, but they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Here's to name a few. Carter Braxton of Virginia, wealthy planter and trader, saw his ships swept from the seas by British Navy. He sold his home, properties to pay his debt, and died in rags. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and poverty was his reward. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife, and she died within few months. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside while she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields and grains mill were laid to rest. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. So, my dear friends, take a few minutes while enjoying your 4th of July this holiday season and silently thank these patriots. Remember, freedom is never free. And we are losing our financial freedom as we speak. Call me to get yours secured, though. Call me to get your free copy called Gold's Future Bright. Call me at 888-867-8978, extension 1510. That's 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Until next time, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. Remember, you cannot stop this train wreck, but you can hop off the train.